Petrella, dramatized by Michael Butt from the stories by Michael Gilbert. With Philip Jackson as Inspector Petrella, Anthony Jackson as Sergeant Burley, and Jamie Glover as Milo in The Missionary Position.
Okay, I confess it. I'm a policeman. And I'm prepared to serve my time here, in this area of South London, known as the Borough. Here, where policing is very largely a debate about survival. And the people who live here? They do not expect doors to be opened for them. They knock once, and if there is no answer, they will tend to steal the knocker. Yet the crimes they commit are small. A hedge against a fate that blows in unpredictably like river fog. The larger crimes of more violent men, they neither heed nor want. For the river and the docks attract many kinds of vermin. And when something evil slithers from the shadows of the river, the smaller people, my people, run for home and shut their doors. And on such occasions, the most I can hope for is an anonymous phone call. Hello? This is Inspector Petrella. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Petrella?
Yes?
I'm giving information.
Okay, what's that?
There's drugs coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear?
There's drugs coming in.
I'm not talking about a little bit.
I'm listening.
Someone I know has got involved against my better judgment.
Okay, and you want to help him?
Yeah. I want him out.
Good. You're doing right.
Listen, I'm going to ring you back.
Why can't...
I've got to go.
And the bird with the tiny piece of bread in her beak flies away. And yet leaves something. And I take it to the next stage. A consultation with my sergeant.
I didn't say anything, Mr. Burley.
Yes, you did.
No.
Eddie.
I wasn't.
Eddie, you going to listen to me?
I am.
Because in a minute... I'm going to slap you.
Well, people get things wrong.
1 minute, Eddie, that's all.
Look, the old bloke said, did I want to come back to his house for a tea cake? Well, I know what he wants, bleeder. I tell him to shove it.
You reached inside his coat, he said.
He's a shirt lifter.
You took his wallet and ran.
Well, that's nice. You take his word.
Yes.
He's a bastard.
Right!
Don't eat me!
I want to know who's your runner.
Burley.
Sir?
We're just about to strike this gentleman.
Yes, sir.
Fair enough. How long's it going to take?
About 5 minutes.
Well, come to my office when you're done, could you?
No!
Eddie!
It's Jimmy Cripp!
Cripp, I want you to come with me.
Get away from me! What's going on?
Creaney's
just... No, I'm busy.
Don't give me...
You touch me!
Listen.
I'm not coming!
Get in the
get
car!
Get off me!
Get
I'm
in
not
the
coming.
Car!
She didn't say any more. Went away.
Could be nothing.
Yes, possibly. Where's Milo? Petrella? Yes? What, right now? Okay. I'm being called to a meeting with Sir.
Probably your knight would come through.
Where did he say Milo was?
Do you want whiskey, Milo?
No.
Oh. Tea is the traditional beverage of English priests, I'm well aware, but I don't touch it.
It's good to see you, Edward.
Yes, well, thanks for coming.
Do you ever think about Cambridge?
Yes.
I left there with two things intact, my virginity and my self-regard. I'm glad to have lost both of them since.
Yes.
I think of those tutorials sometimes. Haven't had discussions like that since.
I thought your inspector was an intellectual.
Yes, it's just... You'd have to see inside a police station.
Ah.
It doesn't encourage abstract thought.
Well, there were questions when you became a policeman, Milo. A Cambridge first? What were you doing, etc.? I didn't share people's puzzlement.
And neither was I surprised when you left Cambridge for China.
Ah, well, I'd had enough of teaching what I didn't know. I thought as a missionary that I'd be able to do something... It was the last time I was happy.
And since?
Don't you want a drink? It's what we call social drinking, which is drinking if there's anyone else in the room. I didn't ask you here for your help, Milo. I used to box. You remember? That's what I dream about.
What?
That I'm 19 years old. That my decisions are unmade. I wish to God I'd gone in the ring.
What do you mean as a professional?
I'd have some memories now, wouldn't I, Milo?
Like my young constable Milo, I too once considered the academic life. And though I may mock the memory, some days, as green fog unfurls over the bomb sites of the borough, or as I am forced to witness some fresh act of meanness or carnage, I wonder if I was right. And at such moments, such tremulous moments, Milo's enthusiasm for our combined work takes on a value far deeper than mere companionship. It is a vindication.
Burley?
I want Mr. Petrella.
Yeah, he's not here. Can I help?
No.
Well, there you are, sir. That might have been your snitch.
Gone?
Afraid so.
Damn. No name?
No, nothing. What?
Because there's something here. I am called to head office. I am bad to sit down.
Ooh, what did I want?
If I say, Burley, that the commissioner is the lowest rank there...
I didn't know there was higher than him.
They lay before me their anxieties. Before they get down to business, it becomes clear to me that they wish to find a detective upon whom they can...
From a great height.
If things go wrong.
They're shaking.
They're sweating. Audibly. I'm enjoying myself. And then the crunch. Drugs. Opium, specifically. Is washing. Flooding into the country. And mainly, it seems, through London docks. Now, what do you think?
Sailors,
no, no, this is bigger. This is much bigger than your Jack Tar with a bulging back pocket. This is organisation, Burley. This is management and distribution. For all I know, they may offer pension plans with a canteen and a sports facility.
There must be small men in it as well, though.
The scum on the surface. Probably.
You'll snitch for a start, whoever she is.
Yes, you're right. Petrella.
Listen.
Hello, who's that?
Listen, you listening?
You rang me before, is that right?
I don't know where he is.
Okay, okay. I need a name. Are you there? Look, I can't help
you. I think they've hurt him.
Listen, let me say, if you tell us and he helps us, I can promise
you... I don't know what...
No, I know you're confused. You're worried. You must be. You're upset. Of course you are. I can hear that. Now let me help you. You care about him, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Is this your husband?
Yes.
Tell me. He's involved with some violent people. Have I got that right?
Yes, they're violent.
Tell me his name, and then I can act.
Jimmy Cripp.
Wait.
You get a name?
Eddie give you Jimmy Cripp's address.
You phoned me?
Yes.
You asked to see me?
It was nothing.
I know I was the student and you were the master, but if there is anything practical I can do, please tell me.
It's been good to see you. I've got to go. The Mission Boys Club, where I share coaching duties with a man called Talbot.
Well, that's something, isn't it? Giving those boys somewhere to go and something to do, that's a lot, isn't
it? Oh, please.
Your tutorials probably changed my life. I hope my becoming a policeman...
Milo, I envy you. Thank you for coming.
On leave? When's he back?
He said a couple of days.
They didn't want me to know.
Yeah, well, Milo plays it close.
You think so?
This is Eddie's area.
Little bastard.
There! Eddie! No!
Calmly, Eddie, in the car.
I ain't done nothing!
Get in, Eddie! There. Isn't this nice?
I ain't done nothing.
No, no, I know. You ain't done nothing. Eddie, look at me. Look, Burley. That poor little face.
I want the right address off you.
Burley, control, please. I do apologize. Eddie. You frightened him. You frightened him.
Oh, I'm going to kill him.
You see, Eddie, what I'm up against. You gave us the address of Jimmy Cripp. He must have made a terrible mistake because Jimmy Cripp doesn't live there anymore. Did he move?
Let me get him. Let me, you lying little bastard.
You're going to have to tell us. I can't hold him. Think, Eddie, think. I think he's getting there, Burley. I think he's going to tell us the truth this time. Are you thinking, Eddie?
Dacre Street. I don't know the number. It's got a broken window.
I do hope that's the right one this time, Eddie.
I told you. Yeah!
If you need anything, Eddie, don't hesitate, will you?
Keep your left up, Morton. Up! You want him to hit you? Keep moving, you gotta keep moving! What are you doing?
Formidable.
Oh. Hello, Vicar.
Hit you about the flat feet.
Who?
Your boy.
Get out of it.
You ever seen a penguin walk?
Get out of it. Well, I've got problems, haven't we, Reverend? I've got to deal with things.
Maybe you could, organise some cleaning up in here.
No, I don't think I can do that. I'm busy.
You're busy?
Delivery coming in this afternoon.
Of?
New load of sports equipment.
Oh. You want a hand? I've got a bit of time.
No.
All right.
Did that hurt you, Martin? Good.
You see that lovely dark bloom on the water? Carter, you see it?
Where?
There.
What about it?
Oil.
Well, I know.
But something so ugly should make such beautiful colours. It's a point of wonder.
Well, it's a thought.
Yes, it is. And if you think about it, everything is thought. The whole world.
What?
I think, therefore you are. And so am I.
And if someone hits you with an hammer, that's thought?
Certainly.
Or someone drives a pickaxe into the top of your head? Thought?
Briefly.
And when you're asleep?
Dreams. Or nothing.
And when you're dead?
You've gone where thought can't follow. How I relish our conversation.
How long now?
Minutes. Any minute.
And this man we're meeting?
He's alone. He's proud. Did I tell you that?
No protection.
He considers himself inviolate.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means he's beyond threat.
Well, he's wrong about that.
And we aren't threatening him, Carter.
Nonetheless, he must get threatened now and again.
Who would do that?
Well, anybody.
No, nobody, Carter, would do that. The river has never looked lovelier. You saw Cripp?
I saw him.
How is he?
He's looked better.
Did he understand?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know. I'm saying, did he understand? At the end, did he?
Well, I didn't ask.
What a waste.
Thanks for seeing me, Mrs. Cripp.
He isn't here.
You're the person who phoned me, yes? I recognise your voice.
I don't know about that.
What's your name?
Jackie?
And Jimmy's gone, and you haven't heard from him?
Not for 3 days.
I know he was running some pickpockets.
That's nothing.
Go on.
He's only little. He's ever so little. He's nobody. He picks things up. Well, he isn't worth anything. Except to me. Except to me.
And then he got involved in something else.
He was approached.
Are you going to tell me, Jackie?
You don't know what's going on, and it upsets you. I never thought we'd end happy.
What did he do for these people?
Nothing. I said. Little jobs. They used his boat a few times.
What makes you worried then?
I told him I wanted him to get out. I knew there was in a bigger league. He wouldn't have it, of course. He said he could handle it, but I know him.
What did
he... He came home 3 days ago with a package. Something he's never done. He's looking pleased with himself.
He thought he'd got away with something.
And then he didn't come back.
And the package, Jackie?
Take it. Take the bloody stuff away, will you?
perhaps opium.
I wouldn't want to be in Jimmy Cripp's shoes.
You're assuming he pinched it?
I'd say so. Something for himself.
So you think he's dead?
Or worse. In their hands.
Yes, who are they?
Not local.
Because?
It's just too big. They employ locals to do running for them.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Jackie know?
She's holding on. That's all she has. Knowledge of who they are. Or else she doesn't know. We tighten up on our searches of all the vessels at our docks.
We'll be lucky to find anything.
When the news gets out we're looking, someone else might bolt for it. Hello, Milo.
Can I see you, sir?
You see to that, Burley.
Right.
You look like someone who wants to borrow something. Where have you been?
I'd like to put in for a bit of leave, if I may.
Something wrong?
A friend of mine isn't very well. I'd like some time off to help him sort it out. I've got a bit
of... Isn't this your old tutor? What's his name?
Edward Freeburn.
Vicar?
He is ordained, yes. If I could show you the dates I had in mind...
You're a bit pushed right now.
What?
This, opium case is opening up. There's a number of other things.
You're saying no?
Sorry. Death is caused by some vital addition or subtraction. Jimmy Cripp's death mask, when we found his body, was a classic. Neither peaceful nor anguished. He seemed to be regarding the world he had left with an amused disdain. Or else pity. We couldn't ask him. The discretion of the dead is absolute.
You got your sea legs, Dr. Pond?
Boats are common scenes of murder.
Yeah?
I'm not interested in psychology.
So what have you got?
Sergeant Burley meets Jimmy Cripp.
Looks like he's grinning.
Yes. I don't think he was very amused at what was happening to him at the end. You smell petrol?
Yeah. What is that?
You see those traces of the blue foam on his lips? My guess is someone tied him up, drained fuel from the boat's tank through that tube, and forced it into his stomach.
Makes a change.
You think the murderer was seeking variety?
I don't know, Dr. Pond. I'm just an ordinary policeman.
I'm not getting drawn into that.
Fair enough. Bit of a mess here.
That would have been his legs thrashing around.
You think the boat was searched?
No, I never speculate.
Yeah. What about this?
Some sort of vest.
It smells of petrol. What do you think?
I couldn't say.
I could have stuffed it in his mouth.
I'll examine it for bodily fluids.
Yeah?
There's some writing on the front of it. Significant?
The Mission Boys Club.
We'll get there and what?
Just pull in.
Will he be there? Creed.
Did I say he would?
Is there a secret?
No. There isn't a secret.
Well, you haven't even got a name.
We don't need a name.
Man, you work for?
Why do I need a name? Goods exchange hands? Money? Hello? Goodbye? What do I want to do? Go for a drink with him? If it works, don't mend it.
Yeah, you're nervous though, eh?
You feeling flighty?
Well, I talked Jimmy Cripp.
So?
Protected our interests.
What is this?
I think that could go on a table, that's all.
Are you... You want to bargain with him?
What happens, Cree?
You want a new agreement?
I'm saying it happens.
Do you know his reputation?
I don't listen to gossip.
You should.
Should I? There's a warehouse.
Pull her in. They say someone once tried to cheat on him. Some Greek. A German, I don't know.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm telling you what happened. So he took it as an opportunity to demonstrate a point. He arrived at this man's house, this Greek, whoever, picked up his wife, his children all together, and took them out to sea. And listen, he threw them over the side of the boat, one by one. He didn't touch the man, just allowed him to see, as those bodies floated in. Could you do that?
Maybe.
That's the difference. Maybe you could, but he would and has. And now you want to raise our end of things? To arrange an interview and go and see him? Well, let me tell you, you go alone. Nobody looks on his face and lives.
Now, listen. Whether he's there or not, I mean, whether we see him or not, he will be there, and he'll be watching. We just pick up and leave a payment. Happy with that, Carter?
Am I arguing with you?
I would like to explain my decision, Milo.
I'm not asking you to, sir.
No, right. Right. Take Burley, would you, and go and see Jimmy Cripp's widow?
Yes, sir.
She might, in grief, give us something she was holding back on before. I've got an appointment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Burley?
I told you about the gag, sir.
No.
Dr. Pond's report. I found a vest next to the body. He said it had Cripp's vomit on it, so it was probably used as some kind of gag.
Very nice.
And it had some writing on it.
That's unusual.
What?
Writing on vomit.
Eh?
I think he meant the vest.
Go on, Burley.
Yeah, in big letters, printed The Mission Boys Club.
Mission Boys Club. Mean anything to you?
No. Somewhere local, maybe, though.
Milo, heard of it?
No.
Talbot, the bishop wants you to leave.
What bishop?
The bishop of this diocese. He says you're a lazy tow-rag and he wants you out.
He didn't say that.
He said you couldn't punch your way out of a paper bag, let alone teach it, and that if he wasn't so busy with his ecumenical duties, he'd come down here and give you a good hiding.
Where's the letter?
You don't need a letter.
I've been fired! Where's the letter?
Don't overdo it, Mr. Talbot.
Overdo what?
The indignation. The bishop's not interested in it. It won't wash with him.
I'll ring him up.
No, I shouldn't.
I bloody well will!
You want to get out while you can walk.
Bastard priest!
Mr. Talbot, you're dealing with someone for whom human blood is a deeply symbolic liquid. Mop it up before you go.
Yes, it must be.
I'm not saying he was a saint.
No.
And he could be violent and everything.
Could he?
However...
He put me in hospital for a week once.
Jackie, listen.
I loved him!
Yes, well,
We want you to help us find the people who did this.
This morning, I opened a drawer and took out a pair of his socks. It's some kind of things.
So...
Do you know? Do you have any name?
Those he was running for.
Jimmy told you, didn't he? Thing is, Mrs. Cribb...
Wait a minute. You know, Jackie, that we will find them and put them away. That's our promise.
He never told me.
You're holding out. They pulled petrol down his throat. They poisoned him.
Burley, for God's sake.
I need money. Since I got nothing.
Why not? Tenner, all right, Jackie.
There's two of them. One looks like an ape named Carter. The other one's little and bald as a badger. They call him Cree.
Thank you, Jackie. It's nice to know, isn't it?
What's that?
We're all working together for justice.
My appointment was with shipping magnate Sir Andrew Galbraith. His rosy flesh clung to his skull with a kind of gratitude. Only the eyes, darting like small fish, described a deeper need that knife and fork could never satisfy.
You do a wonderful job, Inspector.
Thank you, Sir Andrew.
I mean this sincerely.
Well,
I like to think that I generate the wealth which you and your colleagues safeguard.
That's right, we're sort of night watchmen.
Oh, don't be too sensitive.
Was I being?
Your reputation goes before you.
You wish to discuss the extra security measures we have decided to operate down at St. Hilda's Dock?
Precisely.
You don't care for them?
Well, I represent an ad hoc committee of like-minded people whose business includes, in the most general sense, import and export. In the post-war world, it behoves us all to expand into new markets.
It behoves you?
It behoves us, yes. The regulations which you have recently introduced...
By law, of course, I'm allowed...
Well, we all know that the law in operation is much a matter of discretion, as it is a fixed code.
Your concerns...
My concerns, and those of the people I represent, are that the amount of time required in submitting all our cargoes to searches will have a detrimental effect on our overseas contracts.
Are we talking about the same thing?
I sincerely hope so.
I'm talking about the need to keep a dangerous drug out of the country.
Find another way.
And what are you talking about?
My right to run my business.
You're talking about your right to smuggle goods in.
No.
To run the black market as your personal domain. You don't employ me, Sir Andrew.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Is it?
Well, I pay your wages, indirectly.
I couldn't express my gratitude enough. However, I am rather busy.
Now, what concerns me is that perhaps they don't pay you enough. A man with your experience, could I speak to you frankly? I am, and have been for some time, worried that our best police officers simply don't find the rewards that their abilities should demand. And so, I would like you to take this payment as a sign that the business community appreciates what you have done for them. And what you will do for them in the future.
I'm flattered.
Oh, don't be.
No, why not? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to remove your stinking corpse from my office before I arrest you for the attempted bribery of a police officer. Does that seem fair? Get out.
If you haven't forgotten how, then. Milo! Back again? Can you spare me a minute, Edward?
Yes. Yes, all right.
She says Jimmy had dealings with both of them. She says bad sorts, but they never threatened him.
Cree and Carter. Did she say he was frightened of them?
She said he minded his P's and Q's.
But then he got up his courage.
And nicked some opium from him.
I wonder why they acted so thoroughly. Like a display. Why did they kill him like that? Who are they showing off to?
Oh. You don't think this Cree and Carter are the top men, then?
I suppose I don't.
So who's running them?
Why don't we know? Why haven't we heard where they're dropping the opium off? Must use some way to land it. And we're beginning to search the boats now. What have we got?
Nothing. I rung up about the Mission Boys Club, run by an old boxer, Bobby Talbot, and a priest, Freebone.
Freebone?
Yeah. Why?
Where's Milo?
I've stopped drinking. How about that?
What's the matter?
I'm just, You want a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost boiled. What is it?
Well, you know that there's...
What do you think of the place?
Lick of paint, maybe?
More than a lick, actually. We're well equipped, though.
I want to tell you... A man was found dead, murdered, and an article of clothing, a boxing vest, was found at the scene. It was printed with the name of this club. I'm going to tell you something about the way a policeman's mind works. They will come to see you. And they'll ask you...
Ah, yes.
They will ask you whether you can suggest how that vest got to be at the scene of a murder, and they will look at your reactions, and they will look to see if you're lying. I shouldn't be telling you this.
Why are you?
I don't know. Perhaps because we once drank sherry together and discussed Tacitus. I'd like you to tell me, Edward, that there won't be any need to lie to them.
Tea or coffee?
Did you see that?
What?
When we were leaving.
What?
High up in the warehouse, a window.
So?
Behind the glass, didn't you see?
I didn't see anything, Clint.
I saw a man with binoculars.
Yeah?
Here, dark shape at the window.
Seeing things.
He was watching us. He doesn't miss anything. He could be anywhere. He knows us. He knows where we are.
Look at you. You're shaking.
You know the real trouble with poverty? It's so unpleasant to look at.
Yeah. They want to get rid of it.
I mean, who wants to see people living like this?
I don't.
No one does. It's a disgrace. And somewhere, not here, but far away... is a man who sees fit to use this slum as a dropping-off point for his drugs business. That's my slum he's misusing.
Richard Shake.
Yeah, isn't it?
Why don't we just search the boys' club?
And say what to Milo?
Move over.
I don't want to lose him. We go gently.
Well, you think they're using the boys' club, don't you?
Somehow. To land the stuff, yes. And it must be disguised. I mean, we're searching the boats and the warehouses, hence the need for a spy. You think Eddie will cooperate with us?
I'll ask him.
If he says no?
I'll ask him again.
Now's your chance.
Eddie!
Who else works here?
Talbot? Well, I used to work here.
A possibility, then?
I suppose so.
And where does the equipment come from?
Who, you mean?
Edward, where do you get the vests and things?
The club has a benefactor. It's quite normal.
But I don't understand it. It's quite normal?
Yes. Isn't it? Someone... I mean, a place like this couldn't survive.
Who? Who is it? Who is your benefactor?
He's anonymous. Some philanthropist, I assume. That's all I can help you with. Milo, I'm rather busy. I'm sorry.
Who? Who is this? Why? You have? And what's his name? Let's wait a moment. M-I-L-O. Okay. And who are you? And why you...
The first theory of traps states that the lure must equal the appetite of the lured. Too small, he won't take it. Too large, and he'll be daunted. The second theory says that it has nothing to do with appetite. It is the smell of his own fear that draws him. It is the trap that he desires.
May I state a preference, Patrick?
Of course.
If you're not hungry, you will tell me.
A man enters a forest. We don't know his reason. Neither does he know. He enters. We say he is irresistibly drawn. If there are paths, he can't see them. And certainly there are no maps. Creatures of the forest dart and leap and hover. It is, of course, coming on to dusk. My advice to this man? Don't think about the forest. Instead, consider your motive for coming here in the first place. What made you leave the fields outside, the paths you knew? That is the only question. Why?
Has this to do with Mr. Milo?
I may have acted wrongly today. What are you doing?
I'm putting the food back in the oven.
Milo, listen.
I interviewed Father Freeburn.
You did?
I know the man. He was my tutor at Cambridge.
Oh, well, in that case...
I don't see any immediate connection between...
You don't?
Could I finish, sir? I mean, he would know if the club was being used as a sort of warehouse. I mean, wouldn't he?
You would think so.
The second point. There's a man named Talbot. Freeburn had to fire him recently, and this man has a record for assault.
You're tying him to the crypt murder?
No, not particularly. I'm just saying... They do good work there. They're giving some fairly tough kids some pride, some purpose.
So what do you say?
There isn't any need for further investigation of the Mission Boys Club.
Eddie's in place.
What's this?
We've asked Eddie to join the Boys Club.
He's spying for you.
Well, he's keeping his eyes open.
You're going to have to bear with this, Milo.
You realise this could do a great deal of damage down there. You realise that?
Milo, I think you and I should have a chat.
No, it's all right, Burley. We're all young ones. Yes? Of course you can. Milo, Sir Andrew Galbraith would like to report a theft. I'll leave it to you.
Yes? All right.
Everything all right, Milo?
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
And now?
I'm going for a walk. If Eddie calls, come and find me.
Ah, Mr. Cree.
You were expecting a delivery this afternoon, were you?
Yes.
So where's Talbot?
He left.
What?
He just left.
Carter, you're going to have to go and see him.
Why did he leave?
He didn't tell me.
God.
I'll help you.
It's okay.
No, eyes.
No, we can manage.
Are you sure?
We can manage.
You want tea?
What?
You want a cup of tea?
No, I don't want tea.
Well, I could drink a cup of tea.
What, we got work here?
Don't you have time?
All right.
There is a moment just before the end when you want the end to come. You ride on the pain of the expectation, suspended between dread and hope. Beneath you, a dark sky in which a few stars give the only light. Is dawn approaching? Or perpetual night? You must remain there, on the wrong side of knowing. It is eternal.
Sir, Eddie called. We're off.
What's happening?
Two blokes unloading equipment. The vicar's there.
Okay.
It's a view from up here.
Isn't it? You like the view? It does. I chose here.
You chose well.
I did. Everything. I can see everything.
How much of it do you own?
Modesty forbids an answer, Mr. Milo. I'm grateful you came.
You've had a theft?
No.
No?
Can you forgive a small lie?
You haven't had a theft.
I wanted to meet you. I've heard about you.
Have you?
I'm going to be blunt. I wanted to know if you could come and do some work for me.
What kind of work?
Someone to support my charity work. I donate things.
That's very good of you.
I think of it as paying something back. I need someone to oversee it, to make sure the things I give get to the right places. I don't know how that sounds to you. I pay in advance. Take this envelope, it's yours. Take it home. And then when you can find time to put in a bit of work for me, call me up. What do you say, Milo?
We're done.
You wash them now, yes?
Get the dust off, that's what we're told.
We're all right.
We'll handle it.
You sure?
We'll let you know when we're done.
Right.
He's been a nuisance.
Leave him. Take him out of the packet.
How long is this going to take?
You're nervous, Carter?
No, I'm not nervous.
How long? We boil up the shirts, half an hour, then filter the water out, then collect the powder as it forms. So, total, 3 hours maximum. We're out. What's the matter?
Freebone shouldn't be here.
He isn't.
It's a game.
Yes?
To you, isn't it? You don't even know who you're working for. Don't you want to know?
Water's hot enough. Put the first lot in.
No curiosity. No, don't care.
I said to you, if it works, why mend it?
I don't get you, Cree.
No, in the end, I don't think you do. Stir him up.
Well, you think about it. What if he comes through the door now? You wouldn't know. How are you going to look after yourself in these conditions?
It's always worked.
Yeah, but how do you know it's always going to work?
You can't know him. I've told you that. You want to see him? You want to? Stir the shirts, filter them out, collect the dope and out. We're out, Carter. You want to know any more? You can't. Stir.
We're going to have to settle for catching the little men, then.
Unless they talk.
You think Cree and Carter will talk?
Not really. My bet is they don't even know who they're working for.
What do you mean?
Whoever is running this keeps himself totally hidden. People pick up the opium from him, leave money, and move it down the chain, without ever seeing his face.
What do you think Freebone's doing there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, he could be involved. At a pinch?
Maybe.
Bit of a blow for my eye, eh?
Look, Burley, I haven't got time to nurse someone else's need for a father figure. Whether Milo takes it or not. I mean, don't you think it's time he gave his full concentration to his work again? Put your foot down, will you?
Right.
See out of the window, Mr. Milo. How small the people look down there. And they are small. They look small and remain small. But we're up here, aren't we? In the clouds. If you like it, you could stay here.
And what would I have to do?
I told you. I need help with my charity work. I need to make things secure.
You mean you want information about police movements?
Information is one of the broader aspects of security, yes.
It would be expensive.
That doesn't matter.
Information relating to what?
Well, I've said all I need to say for now.
Is opium smuggling part of your business?
No.
Do you mind if I make a phone call?
Go ahead.
It's Milo. Did he get all that? Right. Sir Andrew Galbraith, I arrest you for attempting to corrupt a police officer. Anything you say will be taken down and may be used in evidence against you. Everything you just said has been recorded.
It's boiling over.
What?
It's boiling over. Look at it.
So turn the gas down.
It's not going.
Well, let me try.
I'm telling you.
You smell gas? It's leaking.
What?
We've got to turn it off. Get a hammer.
Oh, wait a minute.
Carter!
It's going off!
Only one door, right?
Wait a minute.
What?
Sir! Bloody hell!
Look, Milo.
Actually, I'm...
I know, but, we, talked about leave.
I didn't idolise the man, sir. He was influential at a certain... stage of my life, but, I think I'm past the age when I need to idolise.
Right.
There is only one thing. I don't know why... He must have suspected the boys' club was being used and yet didn't confide in me.
Hmm. Perhaps. Did he want to do something heroic?
Yes, sir. I think that's possible.
We never have all the answers we want. Well, rarely, I should say. Rarely.
Thank you, sir.
You didn't tell him what Eddie said?
We don't know, do we?
Well, Eddie was sure he saw a man leave the building, get into a boat and go off just before the place went up.
But we don't know who that was, do we? Two bodies? Three bodies? A gas explosion in which a building was gutted? Accident or not, we have no way of knowing. What can I say to Milo? That there is a possibility that Freebone was behind this? That he killed Cree and Carter and escaped? Why? Why would we say such a thing? Eh, Burley? Wouldn't that just be spite? But what do we know of why we do things? Our hearts are like black boxes, sealed and secret. There is no key available. Psychology? Psychology provides us with a paintbrush and a few primary colours. Draw pictures. Tell yourself that's what you see. Sketch in your understandings. But the box stays shut. There is a secret in our hearts.
In the Missionary Position by Michael Butt, based on the stories by Michael Gilbert, Philip Jackson was Inspector Patrick Petrella, and Anthony Jackson was Sergeant Burley, with Jamie Glover as Milo, Manta Cash as Sarah, Robin Welch as Dr. Pond, Tim Wilton as Sir Andrew, Christopher Scott as Freebone, and Laura Cox as Jackie. Other parts were played by members of the company.